Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, and welcome once again to History Dweeps. I am Tim. Welcome to the podcast where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. Topic of our podcast today is, without a trace, Ireland's vanishing triangle. What do you think about that, Brandy?
I don't know anything about it, Timmy.
I like how you prepare for these shows. You always do extensive research.
I'm nothing if not prepared.
Yes. But anyway, it's a topic about women who disappear in Ireland.
Well, that's weird.
It is.
Just women?
Yeah, but you know, we've got a lot of compliments on our podcast last week.
Well, we should.
And it was just me and you because the Colonel was on vacation. He is also out again today.
Mm-hmm.
So been a lot of people encouraging us to rename the show the Tim and Brandy Show.
I like it.
Yeah, it has a ring to it.
I like it.
Yes.
I do. I do. They're much shorter shows.
Yes, and they're much more, well, I don't want to say they're better quality shows, but they are. They're better quality shows without.
I feel like that.
Yeah. It allows us to talk more and him to talk less.
And that's always a good thing.
It is. But the Colonel is not with us today. I guess he'll be with us next week. I am going with him to Chicago next week.
Yeah.
And we're going to record a podcast with your good friend, Ben Fenton. And Rosanna. So we're going to do that next week. And then we got to get ready for DweebCon, which mm-hmm. is exciting.
Yes.
I know you're excited about DweebCon.
I'm very excited.
You have a whole block of rooms just for you. Like the top two
top
floors.
Floor. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like Van Halen.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Not quite as much hair, but, you know, I wish.
I wish. Let me introduce you so people okay. know who you are. Because they're probably, like, confused right now.
They're probably so
that,
confused.
Who is that woman talking?
Silky smooth voice.
Let me introduce a lady who is known throughout the land as Brandy the Benevolent, Her Majesty Queen Brandy the First. How are you today, Brandy?
I'm all right, Timmy. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I wonder why other queens did not take the name Brandy.
I don't know. I don't know.
Majestic.
It's regal.
It's regal? Majestic?
Yeah. All of those things.
Yes. Yeah. I can't believe you're the first one in history to use that name as your handle for your
my handle
your handle for your you know for your whatever your empire.
Well, you know, it's like I want to be. I know there is a singer named Brandy, but you know I want to be known by one name.
Yeah, she was. What hits did Brandy have?
I don't know.
I don't remember her.
I'm sure she had some, but, you know.
I just remember the song Brandy, which I like.
It's one of my favorites, but, you know, I want to be like Madonna and Cher and Prince and
yeah, it's easier when you go to write checks. You just have to put one name.
Oh, clearly. And, of course, my name is hyphenated, so it's double bitch.
You got, like, all kind of syllables in your real name.
In my real name.
Yes. I only have two syllables in my full name.
I know.
Yes, my parents were very, very stingy with the syllables.
You know,
they were poor. They didn't have a lot of money.
Syllables waste time.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of money, so they could only afford two syllables for my name.
Syllables waste time.
Yes.
So,
has anyone ever had a name without any syllables? I guess Prince did.
Yeah, for a minute.
Yeah.
He had that weird thing.
Yeah, he went through that weird phase where he was a symbol or something.
Yeah.
He was half man, half woman or something.
Whatever. It was the artist formerly known as.
Yes, and that, which is more syllables, really, because they couldn't say the symbol.
Right.
Yeah, because it was jacked up.
It was a made-up symbol.
Yes, it was made up. He, you know, what's her name?
But when you're Prince, you can do that.
Yeah, what was that? What's the girl here from Cincinnati, the actress? I don't know. She dated Prince for a while. I don't know.
Oh, Carmen Electra.
Yeah, Carmen Electra. He named her. He gave her that name, just like her parents, only he gave her that name as a performer. Carmen Electra. She said he wasn't very good in bed.
I don't need to know that.
Well, you know, it's important information, Brandy.
It's not at all important.
It was important to the women who dated Prince, formerly known as
the artist. First of all, you're talking about the woman that married Dennis Rodman. Let's simmer down about her opinion.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
She has her own history.
Yeah.
But she's from Cincinnati.
I know. She went to Princeton.
Yeah. Very lovely lady.
Very
lovely lady.
Yeah, maybe.
Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
It's got a ring to it.
It's goofy.
All right. You want to talk about this podcast today?
I would love to.
Okay. Without a Trace, Ireland's Vanishing Triangle. You've heard, of course, Brandy, of the Bermuda Triangle.
Yes, I've heard of the Bermuda Triangle.
That's where men go and they lose their shorts.
Well, clearly.
Yes. This is the Ireland's Vanishing Triangle. There's women disappearing over there in Ireland. We have a lot of listeners in Ireland. I hope none of them disappear, but sometimes when Chuck goes on, you know, he talks, people disappear.
No, I know. Is this a current event that is
happening?
It
occurred in the 90s,
Mm.
But, you know, it could come back. We don't know.
We really don't.
Yeah. Let me tell you about.
Tell me a little bit.
Seems to be places in the world, Brandy, where people have a tendency to just vanish. Your thoughts on that?
I have several people I'd like to give maps to those places.
For whatever reason, these locations have an unsettling quality about them of erasing people off the face of the earth.
Do they go to an alternate dimension?
Well, we don't know yet. We'll talk about theories a little bit later on.
Because I'm all about that.
You like different dimensions. So.
Well, I'm, you know, thin and dumb and blonde. And, I mean, I probably got life by the balls in another dimension.
I would really like to visit another dimension. I need to look in my mirror because my mirror is haunted. They say mirrors are like the portal to other dimensions.
Well, in the eyes are the windows to the soul, but are the things still showing up on your mirror?
Yeah, it's the same one, though.
Maybe he's trying to, you know, tell you something, and you're not getting it.
I think so.
Shocking.
I'm a little slow. Anyway, these places on the earth where these people disappear, some of these disappearances have never been solved, such as the case in Ireland, where over a period of several years, women began to go missing for unexplained reasons, Brandy, and have never been seen or heard of again. Their case is unsolved, and the Vanishing Triangle has become one of Ireland's most perplexing unsolved mysteries, Brandy. Your thoughts on that?
Perplexing.
Perplexing. Between the years 1993 and 1998, of course you remember those years.
I do.
Yes. Ireland was held in the grip of fear, Brandy, and paranoia, when a strange series of high-profile disappearances within an 80-mile radius occurred around the city of Dublin. So we have a lot of Irish listeners. I hope they don't disappear, Brandy.
Yes.
The first of these disappearances was that of an American woman, a 26-year-old student of Irish heritage by the name of Annie McCarrick.
That is an Irish name.
Yes. She was originally from Long Island, New York, though. That's here in the United States.
It is.
In the great state of New York.
Well, yes.
Anyway, she was living in Ireland, and she was a student. She was going there to learn about her Irish heritage. And on March 26, 1993, Annie McCarrick went about running some errands around Dublin, in the village of, let me see, I probably mispronounced this word.
Odds are good. Odds are in that favor.
Enniscarry. The village of Enniscarry. So she was running some errands around Enniscarry for that day. And she was confirmed to have been at a grocery store and a bank and also on a bus bound for this little town, Easenskerry, a place that she visited frequently at approximately 3:40 p.m. This was the last confirmed sighting of Annie McGarrick. Remember, she's 26 years old. Now, there were some reports that she wound up in a popular pub around 9 p.m. because, you know, those Irish, they like to drink brandy.
They do.
Yeah. She ended up in a, there's some reports that she ended up in a pub called Johnny Fox's Pub. I assume that Johnny Fox is the owner and proprietor. It would make sense.
It would.
In the village of Glen Cullen in the Royal Mountain surrounding Dublin, where she had purportedly gone to see an Irish dancing show. Have you ever done any Irish dancing?
I have not, but I have a friend that whose daughter does that.
Do you think you could ask them to attend DweebCon and dance a jig?
Well, she's a little young for DweebCon, so I probably will not.
Do you think we have any of our members who would be able to dance a jig?
I don't know if they'd be able to, but I bet they'd try.
Yes, especially after drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners tend to drink a lot. Have you noticed that?
I'm okay with it.
All right.
They're just fine.
All right. Back to the story then.
Please.
Witnesses would go on to claim that Annie had been with a young man in a wax jacket, Brandy.
What? A wax jacket?
He had a wax jacket.
Would you like to explain what a wax jacket is?
Yes, because I researched these stories. I looked that up.
All right.
It's a jacket that is common with people in Ireland and England. Countrymen, people living in the country, men living in the country, where it's a wax cotton jacket.
Dude, does it melt?
I don't think it's a kind of wax, but maybe it's a blend. Maybe a wax cotton blend.
A wax cotton. Well, I would hope so.
Yeah, because if it was all wax, that'd be.
Then it would melt.
That'd be silly.
That'd be done and stiff.
Yes. Yeah, it would catch on fire. It's flammable.
It is.
Yes. Well, anyway, this guy's walking around with a candle. I mean, a jacket. Mm-hmm. Or a candle. Anyway, they claimed that they saw Andy was last. I might get the Colonel and I a wax jacket for Christmas.
Oh, I think you should. And an ascot.
I think I would look dashing in a one.
Get an ascot.
Yeah. I would really like to wear an ascot if I was a... I'd like to be a lord.
Oh, I know.
Or a baron.
I know. But you have to wear a monocle to be a baron.
Yeah, I
Dems the rules.
Yeah, I need to...
Well, you wear two monocles. I don't care. You just have to wear at least one.
That's just crazy.
I don't make these rules.
No one wears two monocles. They wear one monocle.
Well, then wear one.
How do they decide which eye to put the monocle on?
I don't know.
I look to you for answers. And
I think it's the eye that can see out of it.
Well, but wouldn't both of your eyes benefit from a monocle?
No, not necessarily, because if you get your prescriptions for your eyeglasses, they're not, well, you don't actually go to an optometrist, you get your shit,
at the dollar store.
At the dollar store, but when you go to the eye doctor, sometimes your eyes have different prescriptions.
Oh, that's weird.
Well, yeah, and then, you use the monocle for whatever eye that was made for.
But could you use it on the other eye if you chose
to? No, that'd be dumb. Then you couldn't see out of it.
I would like any of our listeners
who wears
monocles to please come on our Facebook page and describe your experience wearing a monocle. I think a lot of people would be interested in hearing them.
I don't know. I bet your
monocle,
cheek would get tired.
Your cheek would get tired. But a lot of people would be interested, don't you think, in hearing the confessions of a monocle wearer.
We should talk to Mr. Peanut.
Anyway, let me talk about this lady. So she was in with Annie was last seen with a young man in a wax jacket who apparently had paid her cover charge to go into this pub. This is Johnny Fox's pub.
A cover charge?
Owned by
Johnny Fox.
Johnny Fox.
Get the fuck out.
This was the last report of her. This is the last report anyone had of seeing her. Although no one apparently saw the two of them leave the pub, neither of them were seen again. Either the man with the wax jacket or Annie.
Well,
wax jacket is a panty dropper, Brandy. You have to admit
that. I recognize that. But my question, I suppose, is, but you said that the Ireland Triangle only took women.
Right. Well, there's some thought that this guy might had something to do with her disappearance.
Yeah.
That he was not a...
stand-up guy?
Yes. Well, I mean, he wore a wax jacket, which indicates to me that he was a stand-up guy. But, you know, I guess anyone could buy a wax jacket, especially if you wanted to throw someone off to making you think that you were a stand-up guy. You wear a wax jacket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
I would like a wax jacket for Christmas.
I will check into it for you.
When Annie McEric did not show up the next day for work to pick up her paycheck, because, you know, people will show up to pick up their paycheck usually.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably before direct deposit.
Probably.
And then she was absent from a scheduled dinner party that she was supposed to attend that next day. People became concerned. And it quickly turned into one of the largest, most extensive searches in Ireland's history, Brandy.
Hmm.
Even they looked for her more than they looked for potatoes.
You think?
Yes.
Hmm.
They wanted to find her. And a lot of people, they got a lot of criticism for it. Because some of these girls, they didn't really spend a lot of time looking for. But because Annie was American and her dad was a cop, I guess, in the United States, they really went all out to try to find her. But with no luck, they never did find her. They never did find anything associated with her. Nor did they find this guy that was wearing a wax jacket.
Mm.
The case has been baffling, Brandy, because no one can even agree on the last time she was seen. Because some people said she was at the pub. Other people said the last time she was seen, you know, was earlier in the day.
Hmm.
Although there are witnesses to put her in the pub between 9 and 11 p.m. on that day, authorities apparently remained skeptical that she had ever even gone out. Because it was 4 miles from where she was at in Enniscarry to Johnny's pub. It was a cold, wet evening, and the only way she would have been able to get there would have been to walk for some reason. So
she could have rode a bike.
Or one of those scooters, one of those birds.
Yeah. Could have rode a bike.
They don't. The authorities are skeptical of that, Brandy.
Of the bike?
Of the theory that she was in the pub. They think it was someone else. But this would not be the only strange disappearance in this area. A mere 3 months later, Brandy, about 90 days.
Sure.
39-year-old Eva Brennan.
Eva.
There
we go.
Eva Brennan. Not Eva. Eva Brennan. Like in Eva Braun. But it wasn't Eva Braun.
But it wasn't her.
No.
Okay.
She died in the bunker. This is Eva Brennan.
Okay. I'm there.
39-year-old Eva Brennan disappeared in the foothills of the Dublin Mountains after leaving her parents' house in Rathdun Park, which is nearby, on her way home to her apartment on Sunday, July 25th, 1993. Where were you at that day?
When?
Sunday, July 25th, 1993. What were your whereabouts?
I was in church.
I don't believe that.
Well, Jesus takes attendance.
I hope not. I always ask my friend if she could take notes when she's at church, because that way I would never have to attend if someone would, like, take notes.
No.
Yeah.
I see.
She says it's not allowed, apparently. Some kind of rule.
I don't think that's a rule.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think if you can televise a sermon, you can take notes.
And you go to church. Does it count if you go to church on the internet?
I think so.
Okay, well, I'm an internet Christian. I'll become an internet Christian.
Well, there you go. Become an internet preacher.
What if you talk in tongues? No one would hear you if you're not at church.
Are you going to be an internet preacher?
I might.
Well, then people could hear you.
I'd be a Skype preacher.
You're going to Skype.
The colonel, I don't want to, you know, and he's doing that. He's going to have the laying on of the hands at DreamCon. So he's going to have a revival, and I don't want to, you know. Rain on his parade.
Fuck's sake.
Eva disappeared, Brandy, after leaving a family lunch See, you should always be careful when you go to. You should never go to a family lunch, first of all.
No.
But if you do, the lunch was at her parents' house. Her father went to her apartment because she had not come to the family home for 2 days. So she disappeared for a couple of days. Dad goes to check it out. He rings her doorbell. Then he went over to across the street. There was from her house was a pub called the Horse and Hound Pub.
Oh yeah.
The old horse and hound. Yep. Horse and Hound Pub. I bet they have T-shirts.
Probably.
They owned that. The family owned that. The Brendan family owned that. He asked the barman there, with bartender, I guess, to come over, and they broke a window out of her apartment to get in. The jacket she had worn on that day when she was at the family picnic, or not family cookout, whatever.
Is it a wax jacket?
I don't think it was a wax jacket. I don't know. It could have been, but it's not in my research. The jacket she had worn that day
was there.
It was there in her apartment. So they know at least that she made it home that day because she was wearing that jacket. Now, interesting, this particular case was allegedly met with indifference by the local authorities. With the family, this is one of the families that we complained that they were doing too little to find out what happened to their daughter compared to the better known Anna Merrick case that happened 3 months before. It would not be until 4 months later that any real effort was put into finding out what happened at all. And finally, they decided they were going to take fingerprints. And it was months later. The family had already cleaned the house. There was no fingerprints left. So this poor young lady, they just didn't put much effort in it. According to the family, somebody could have visited her when she was home and left with that person. She was not the type of person that would go out at night. And she was always very careful. Eva disappeared just 3 months after Anna Merrick. So we've got these two young ladies, 3 months apart, disappear in the same general area. The disappearances would continue a year later when 22-year-old Imelda Keenan went missing on January 3rd, 1994. Where were you at on that day? I don't know what
January 3rd, 1994, I was home from college.
Watching the Sugar Bowl, perhaps.
I doubt that.
Binging on Twilight Zone. It's a holiday. I mean, the 3rd is right after.
Right. Of course, I might have been headed back to school by then.
Okay. Well, after being last seen walking along Lombard Street in Waterford, Ireland.
Yes.
She had been living with her boyfriend, Mark Wall, Brandy.
Oh, okay.
Nimelda told Mark that she was going to the post office. She's going to the post, going to post something, post
sure.
mail.
Sure.
And she left the apartment around 1:30 in the afternoon. The last confirmed sighting of Imelda is at the time when she was seen crossing the road by the local doctor, by a local doctor's secretary who knew her well. So the secretary and a friend observed her crossing the road at the corner by the Tower Hotel on Lombard Street. She was never seen again. And again, this is 1:30 in the afternoon. This would be followed by the disappearance of Josephine Dollard, Brandy, age 21.
It's an unfortunate name.
It is. She was last seen hitchhiking, Brandy, from Dublin to Kilkenny on...
In the 90s?
Yeah.
I didn't think anybody hitchhiked in the 90s.
She did. She was seen hitchhiking in November of 1995. One witness claimed that she was using a payphone.
Remember those?
Yeah, do they have them anymore?
I've seen a couple, but not very many. They certainly don't have phone booths.
Yeah, man, it's been harder to pick up hookers since they did away with the phone booths.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, a witness saw her using a payphone, after which she apparently just stepped off the face of the earth because no one has seen her. A friend later claimed that Josephine had indeed called her from the phone booth. I guess they tracked the number. But had to cut the call short after telling her friend that there was a car approaching her. So that's kind of creepy.
Well, yeah, but why? Okay. Why am I cutting the call short just because there's a car coming?
Well, I guess she was scared.
Maybe she thought they'd give her a ride.
Oh, yeah, because she was hitchhiking.
Right.
Right. Then in 1996, Brandy, a 25-year-old hairdresser and model named Fiona Pender.
Okay.
Fiona, I like that name. She was 7 months pregnant.
Mm.
She was a model and a hairdresser, but probably not at the same time.
You don't know that. You don't know her life.
She went outside of her flat. That's an apartment.
Uh-huh.
In the town of Tullamore, and she was never seen again, Brandy. These people are just disappearing left and right.
And there's no common...
Well, I mean, they're young, they're women, but...
But there's no common, like, spot. Like, the Bermuda Triangle is
a spot. It's an 80-mile radius.
Okay.
Yeah, around Dublin, 80-mile radius around Dublin.
Okay.
Police believe at the time that she had been murdered and perhaps buried in the Salive Blue Mountains, which was nearby, but no sign of her was ever found.
Hmm.
In another case, that's creepy. This is getting creepy. Another case, Sierra Bream, who was 17 years old, went missing from her own home at Bachelor's Walk on the night of February 13th, 1997. So here we are, almost Valentine's Day, 1997, and we have another young missing. This girl, 17, a little bit younger than the others. That evening, she had gone to her mother's to a local cafe. She had gone with her mother to a local cafe. After which, she had gone home and watched TV until they went to bed at 12:25 a.m.
12:25.
Yeah, just after midnight. And at 1:50 a.m., Sierra's mother went to the bathroom. Probably had to pee.
Could be.
And she peeked in Sierra's room to find that She peeked in Sierra's room to find that she was simply gone. She wasn't there. Right, gone. She went to bed, 12:25, 1:50. Sierra's mom has to go to the bathroom, and she peeks in on Sierra, and Sierra's not there. Since she had not taken any of her belongings with her, and it was not known to just sneak out of her room at night, it's considered unlikely she had left on her own. Sierra Bream has never been found, and no one knows to this day what has happened to her or why she vanished from her own room. That's creepy shit.
It is.
Now, in the following year, Brandy, in 1998, there was an equally bizarre disappearance when an 18-year-old student teacher named Deidre Jacob seemingly ceased to exist. The young woman had been witnessed by several motorists. I always picture these guys driving a car with their goggles on and their...
Oh, clearly, with their scarf flying behind them.
Yeah,
yeah. And the hat with
I always thought they had a motor... When they always called Rodney King the motorist. The motorist Rodney King. I always saw him driving a Model T. Anyway, this motorist. The young woman had been witnessed by several motorists on her way home after running some errands in broad daylight... On a highly visible road, she had been walking her entire life, and neighbors had,
She'd been walking her entire life?
Well, I mean, she'd been on that road on and off her entire life. I mean, not like when she was born, she started walking and she had stopped. I mean, like, she would do it like every other day. She'd go on a walk. She's used to her surroundings. Neighbors said that she had actually made it to within 200 yards of her parents' house. But bizarrely, she never managed to make it all the way. She never made it there, get there. Hmm. Your thoughts on that, Brandy?
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. Deidre never entered the home. And even weirder, Brandy, no one saw her leaving the area. She simply was there one moment in front of her house and gone the next. She has never been seen since.
Hmm.
I mean, this is pretty recently. I mean, you know, I mean, the 90s. It seems recent to me, I guess.
It is. It seems recent to me, too.
Yeah. Okay, so that same year came the mysterious vanishing of 19-year-old Fiona Sinut. Now, we have another Fiona.
Another Fiona.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this Fiona is you need to put a GPS on him or something. You need to put one of those ankle bracelets if you're named Fiona and you live over in that triangle. She was last seen in public in the county Wexford with her boyfriend, who claimed that the next day she had gone to a doctor's appointment and just vanished. She never showed up at the doctor's office.
Hmm.
Despite many rumors of murder and frantic searches, no trace of Fiona was ever found. So we got two missing Fionas.
Shit.
With so many disappearances over the same general geographic area in such a in such quick succession, the media latched on to this morbid story.
Well, yeah.
And began calling the region the Vanishing Triangle, which was generally used to denote an area that stretched from Wexford in the south to Louth in the north and Offaly in the west, an 80-mile radius. And in all those cases, the victims share one some common traits. They all disappeared within a certain geographical range
mm-hmm.
at the eastern part of the town of Leinster,
mm-hmm.
and they all of them were women between the ages between their late teens and up to the age of 40. All of them were described as looking quite young for their age. In every case, the victim vanished without anything suspicious being noted. After being seen as being there 1 minute and gone the next, without leaving any evidence at all behind.
Hmm.
The physical profile also seems to be similar in each case. You have the same profile, young, attractive females who have all disappeared within a very close geographical triangle. The common denominator is there's no evidence left behind. There's no evidence at all. No shoe, no belt, no purse, no watch, nothing. Okay? No wax jacket.
Shit.
The area was no stranger to sinister happenings at the time, as there had been, in fact, been some mysterious deaths attributed even before these cases. So some shenanigans were going on there.
Shenanigans.
For instance, Brandy, you know what kind of reminds me of where there's no evidence? Remember when those... the Washington snipers were out.
Oh, yeah.
And they were shooting people, and they were like, no clue.
Yeah. That was crazy.
It was crazy. We have to show them sometime.
Yeah.
I think they could have done that forever, how they were doing it. They were shooting out the back of a trunk of a car.
Yeah.
I think they could have went on doing that forever. They just wanted to get caught. But anyway, so some of the shenanigans that had been going on in this area. For instance, in July of 1987, well, I mean, that's still almost 10 years prior, right? Or 6 years from the earliest one, I guess. There had been a disappearance of a 27-year-old mother of two. Her name was Antoinette Smith, Brandy.
Oh.
She turned up dead in Kalkitty on the foothills of the Dublin Mountains. So there's a, a woman murdered there. There was then there was the case of Patricia Dougherty, 34, who vanished while she was shopping, only to turn up dead in the same mountains in June of 1982.
So they found her.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Yeah, these are not included. Yeah, that turn up dead. They were earlier cases.
Okay. So she was shopping at the Bilo and then just...
Yeah, at the Piggly Wiggly.
At the Piggly Wiggly.
Yes.
Dude, Piggly Wiggly's expensive.
I don't know if they have Piggly Wigglies in Ireland, though.
No, they're missing out if they don't.
Yes. I would agree with that assessment.
Yeah.
You probably can buy wax jackets at Piggly Wiggly's.
You can't.
No.
I was just at one, and you cannot.
I'm hoping I get a wax jacket for Christmas.
I will look on Amazon.
Thank you.
Just for you.
Thank you.
There have been other remains found in the region which are less identifiable.
Hmm.
And cases like these led the Irish authorities to suspect that there was perhaps one.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Or more serial killers behind the disappearances and deaths. What do you think?
I think that makes that's using very good logic there.
What do you think about that, Tim?
I think it's a reasonable assumption.
In 1998, shortly before the Cenote vanishing, the Irish police set up a special task force called Operation Trace in an effort to track down any information to this end.
I like that name. It's catchy.
It's not very imaginative.
It's catchy.
They focused on the six main vanishings and came to the conclusion that the women had likely been murdered.
Murdered.
Doesn't seem like that was a big leap there for them to take. They weren't really going out on a limb.
Yeah, but why was there no evidence? That's the weird part.
And that the McCarrick, Dollard, and Jacob cases were all linked.
Oh.
Various leads were pursued, and there were several suspects looked at. But there was never enough evidence to make anything stick. Despite interviewing numerous potential witnesses and suspects.
That would be more than one.
Yes. And poring over all available information, nothing concrete was turned up. Although, there were some possibly promising leads. One of the most promising suspects was a rapist. They are always promising suspects.
Fucking rapist.
Ugh. And all around, he's a rapist and all around bad guy. Because, you know, if it wasn't bad enough that he was a rapist.
Yeah.
He's all around the guy's a dick.
Yeah. He has no redeeming qualities.
Well, his name is Larry Murphy. So if you see Larry Murphy out anywhere.
Slap the piss out of him.
Whoop his ass.
Yes. Fucking Larry.
Who was arrested in 2000 after kidnapping a local woman, throwing her in his car trunk, and raping her several times out in the wilderness before trying to strangle her to death.
So Larry Murphy's a dick. So if you're listening to us in the big house over there in Dublin.
Larry Murphy.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you, Larry Murphy.
Yeah. We're going to get t-shirts that say fuck you, Larry Murphy on them.
That's right.
Con.
That's right. Do you ever watch Dave Chappelle?
No.
Well.
He's from Ohio, though, right?
He is. He's from Yellow Springs.
Yeah,
but
very close.
He would talk. He had Charlie Murphy on there, who was Eddie Murphy's brother, and told all kinds of stories.
I've heard Charlie Murphy before.
Charlie Murphy.
He's dead, though.
He did die. I was sad. Okay, but Larry, this shit stain on humanity,
yes,
was caught in the act by two hunters and arrested after trying to flee and was subsequently convicted and sentenced. Oh, he got 15 years in prison. He could feasibly be out.
I hope he's getting raped in
the They should have shot him. I don't know why they didn't shoot him.
Yeah. He's not a good guy.
No, it was suspected that Murphy may have been behind at least some of the mysterious disappearances, especially since he lived in the same area where Dollard and Jacob had vanished and was similar in appearance to the description given for the man last seen with McCarrick. Did he own a wax jacket, though?
I don't know. That's a good question. But apparently wax jackets are very popular in Ireland.
But he has maintained to this day that he had nothing to do with the vanishing triangle.
He's a fucking rapist. You don't think he's going to lie?
I know. No, he's got to tell the truth because that's what rapists do.
Yeah.
He has nothing to do with the vanishing triangle vanishings. And the mother of one of the victims, Jacob, also said that he's not responsible.
But I don't have to
know. Yeah. So if you know, hear it.
Yeah.
Bessie.
I think that's. Yeah.
Come on, Ethel. Give up the information already.
You know, it's like, I can't think of the name of the kid, but the famous case where the kid disappeared on his bicycle here in the United States, and they think he was, his mother's theory was that he was caught up in some sex ring or something. Maybe that's kind of like maybe she has her own theory and she don't want to listen to anything else. Because how else could she say he wasn't involved? How would she know?
Maybe they were having an affair.
No. No one's having an affair with Larry Murphy.
Dude, somebody's probably married him in that Irish prison by now because people are crazy.
I know he has neck tattoos.
Well, it doesn't matter. People are crazy.
Right.
Women are crazy. And so they're going to go out there and go, but I can fix him. I love him. And so that's what they do.
Those guys in prison, they have their own, like, dating sites.
Yeah.
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 They get all the pussy.
Well, maybe you should go to prison.
I just might. I'll get my wax jacket first.
There you go. Nevertheless, during his incarceration, the vanishing stopped, making him more suspicious. And he was dubbed by the media the Beast of Baltinglass.
Well, that's not very catchy.
It probably is if you say it with an Irish accent, but I'm not going to.
We know how to pronounce the word.
Sure.
Yeah.
Despite all of this, there was simply not enough evidence to link him to the disappearances, and he has never been charged for them.
Fuck you, Larry Murphy. Yeah, we think you
just
did.
On general principle.
Our opinion is you did it.
First of all, let's not speak for me. It's not our opinion.
We welcome
you. I have not formed an opinion
yet. Okay, Larry Murphy, we welcome you to call in. We'll do an interview on Skype, and you can repudiate all these charges.
What the fuck are you yammering about? No, I want to talk to Larry Murphy.
Well, we got to give him equal time because we called him a rapist.
We slandered his name, yeah. His good name.
Well, we didn't say he killed him, I guess. He raped him. We don't know if he killed him or not.
Okay.
Sorry, Larry.
I'm not sorry, Larry. Fuck you. Also considered as a promising lead was a notorious... You know what? I thought it said Notorious B.I.G., but it does not.
Oh, that would be cool.
It was. A notorious IRA terrorist and child rapist who was found to have possibly been with Annie McCarrick on the night she disappeared. Well, fuck this guy, too.
Well, wait a minute. This guy is a notorious IRA terrorist?
Uh-huh.
So he has...
Not IRS, IRA.
He has an individual retirement account.
Uh-huh. And he's terrorizing people with it.
That's not right.
No, it's not cool at all. Let's see. According to the Irish police, there was reliable information that showed the man had told other IRA members that he had offered the missing woman a ride that night, after which he claimed to have dropped her off at a bus stop. It was suspected that he actually had driven her into the mountains, killed her, and buried the body, possibly to keep her quiet about secret information he had divulged to her.
I can't.
So he picks this chick up on the side of the road and is divulging secret information.
I'm a terrorist for the IRA.
And a kiddie rapist. Yeah. And so, yeah. But now I have to kill you because I told you that.
I think he's full shit.
Well, he's a shit stain too. Despite this lead, the IRA itself did nothing internally to punish him. I didn't know that was a thing
that they did. They have an internal disciplinary process, and they have it's progressive discipline.
Oh, so they probably just gave him a corrective action plan.
Well, if it's his first murder, then second murder, you know you get written up, 3-day suspension following that, then 10-day. Eventually, they could kick you out of the whole organization.
Are they unionized?
Yeah, they're unionized.
Get the fuck out. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I read a lot.
Oh, yeah. You do. For the articles. That's what you read. All right. So.
I want a wax jacket.
I know. So the IRA didn't internally punish it. What the fuck? Even when he continued assaults on children. He was never convicted within the organization. And the IRA did not alert the Irish to these offenses.
We need to put him and Larry Murphy in a death match.
Well, first of all, I'm not exactly sure. So help me, because I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm unclear.
Okay.
The IRA, I understand, had a certain amount of power.
Yes.
Back in the day, or maybe they still have it. I don't know.
I think.
Okay. But I don't think it's up to them to dole out punishment.
Well, you know,
I mean, unless it's, you know, mob justice, in which case, that's fine.
And I think that's what it is. I think they monitor their own, and if people...
Well, they're clearly not monitoring their own, because they knew about it. Well, they didn't punish him. They didn't kill him.
He's in the progressive discipline. He's getting first got a written warning.
I don't like it. They need to move that along.
What about Larry Murphy?
Well...
Sorry, Larry. We know we're slandering you.
So this is awesome, though.
Okay.
Suspiciously, the IRA moved the man to France and then later to the U.S.
Oh, good. And we have him now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shortly after McCarrick's disappearance. And despite efforts to have him extradited, he's never been arrested or charged for any of his crimes.
Where's this asshole live?
Leading to the idea that he was being protected by his own.
Mm. Where does this asshole live? Do we know?
My guess is Hazard, Kentucky. That's where people go to disappear and die.
I didn't know that there was a lot of former IRA members in Hazard, Kentucky.
They would stick out a little bit.
Do they wear wax jackets?
I don't know. But they would stick out a little
bit. They would.
But if you want to go off the grid, let me just tell you.
If they have shoes in Hazard County, they'd
stay. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
You want to go off the grid somewhere,
mm-hmm.
You go down there to fucking Western Kentucky because there ain't dick there.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can go out there and just be all hillbilly, redneck, broad yeah. all the fucking time.
I know.
Nobody would ever know where you were.
Yeah, I know. They don't even have Crackle Barrel there. They don't.
Well, it's a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, they don't.
Well, I think
Golden
there's
Corral.
There's a Cracker Barrel around somewhere, probably close to the expressway.
Well, yeah, but
I mean you got to travel a little bit.
But you get back in some of those hollers.
Dude, let me tell you what. First of all, my grandmother, this is no shit, is mm-hmm. buried off of Chicken Gizzard Road. And
oh,
you have to
like
cross.
Sounds like a pleasant place.
You have to cross a fucking creek. One uh-huh. of the last times we were there, you had to like drive through a fucking creek.
Uh-huh.
But you had to go a different way if it had rained, because then you couldn't cross the motherfucking creek because it was too goddamn high and it would flood your car.
Yeah, the creek would rise.
Yeah. So that's where I have no clue where my grandmother is right now. Well, if my mother died,
she's in Gizzard Creek County or Gizzard Creek.
Well, she's
Road,
in she's right. in Casey County.
Okay.
But if my mom died today, I'd have no clue where my grandmother was.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. You should get that. GPS.
You can't draw a map for that shit.
I know.
But let me tell you something. This is what I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Is you've got all these people, you know, you've got this sparsely, sparsely populated place.
Yeah, right.
And they have Casey County High School because evidently.
But they all have fucking satellite dishes.
Well, you have to because there's no goddamn cable.
Yes.
But here's my thing. So do you just run into one of the larger towns that's 200 miles away every, like, month or something to pick up something from Target?
I think so.
I need to be near a Target. Like, I have to. I'm not that person that can just go out there and live amongst the nature.
What about a Golden Corral? Do you need to be near a Golden Corral?
Surprisingly, no. I don't need to be near a Golden Corral.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay.
A McDonald's is nice every once in a while. I can cook, though. See, I can cook.
I think Auntie Anne's pizzas or pretzels.
Pretzels?
Yeah.
Those are tasty.
Yeah,
those
but,
are.
You can't get them out in Hazard County.
I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't been to Hazard in a long time.
They have like a Dairy Queen or something.
They have a Dairy Queen. They have an IGA.
Yeah.
But I mean.
That meets all your basic needs.
Very basic. Because I'm such a fucking snot. I'm like, well, where's the provolone? Provolone.
They don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Dude, one of the last times, and Jacob was young, but we were going and. He got car sick in the car, so my grandmother says, and we were out in, I don't even know, the east side of hell or whatever, but my grandma says, okay, let's go to the mall.
Uh-huh.
Well, first of all, I had to get Jake out of the car because he got sick on himself. He got car sick, so I had to get him out of the car and strip his clothes off of him. And as I'm doing this, I look over, and we're by a llama farm. So there's all these llamas, like, lined up against the fence. So I'm, like, not really in the mood for fucking llamas, or it was just surreal. Okay, fine.
Llamas are nice.
They spit.
Well, you can shear them and make a nice jacket.
Well.
Not a wax jacket.
No. So I get him in the car, and my grandma says, okay, let's go to the mall. So I'm thinking, sweet baby Ray's, where is a mall around here? Are you kidding me? No, so she gave my mom directions.
Are you sure you was not in Peru?
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
We pulled up to this fucking, and there's no other way, but it was a general store, like a literal general store.
Did it have a barrel of pickles?
Yes, and it carried, the only two brands that it carried were Carhartt and Wrangler. There's all you could find. So we got these clothes, and my mom says, okay, I'm going to buy them.
For coal miners.
Sure. Or whatever, farmers. No. So anyway, so we get up there and we're going to buy these clothes for Jake. And mom goes up there and she hands him her credit card. And the guy just kind of looks at her for a minute. And this is after he's punched in her shit, like on one of those like registers where the keys pop up and you do
the
handle.
Right.
Yeah.
Cash registers.
Well, yeah. I mean, so I know what it is, but it was just an old one. So anyway, so he says, okay, she gives him his card. Well, he keeps swiping it. And it's not going through. And she's like, well, that's what I have. So finally, he stands there for a second. He goes, wait a minute. And I shit you not. He yelled, Eunice, are you on the phone? And she says, yeah. He goes, get off. I got to run a credit card. I'm like, fuck.
So it's one of those dial-ups.
Oh, goddamn, yes. He fucking ran that thing through it. It dialed up. And then he did the thing where you run the carbon copy of the card. And that's where it was a Twilight Zone. Oh, my God, it was. Jake was young. I mean, so it was probably 10 years ago or something. Still. I mean, 10 years ago, it was 2000 fucking 8. I mean, give me a goddamn break. Eunice, are you on the phone?
Well, did Eunice get off the phone?
Eunice had to get off the phone. No. She wasn't happy about it either. I could hear her back there. I'm off. I'm like, what are you fucking gossiping about? There's nothing here but goddamn llamas and Carhartt pants.
I don't know why they have llamas in Hardin, Kentucky for.
Who know? Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows?
I'm sorry, Brandy, you had to experience that.
Dude, it was crazy Twilight Zone kind of shit.
Yeah.
It was.
That's Deliverance shit.
It is. It was so weird. Yeah. All right. So the IRA claimed that the accusations against their member, they were without merit and politically motivated.
Okay. So they denied it.
Of course.
Yes.
Compounding this lead has been the accusation that the Irish authorities may have mishandled the case. Alan Bailey, formerly of the Irish police and who served 13 years as a national coordinator for Operation Trace, wrote a book on the Vanishing Triangle called Missing, Presumed. That's a dumb name. In which he claims that the IRA suspect was not as adequately pursued by authorities as they claimed. Well, of course not. Bailey states that he had a source who claimed that he approached the Irish authorities on several occasions with information about the IRA connection, but that these leads were not followed up on and even ignored, and that the IRA suspect was actually never seriously pursued.
He's saying that there's some incompetence there with the authorities.
I don't know if it's so much incompetence as...
Don't care? They just don't care?
Well, no. Probably some of them are in the IRA.
Maybe.
Or have some kind of ties.
Okay.
Bailey admonishes Irish investigators for general incompetence, shoddy police work, and mishandling of various leads and evidence concerning the missing women and their crimes.
I've been admonished for incompetence.
I just did that to you earlier.
Yes.
Another possible suspect looked at in recent years is a rapist and murderer, goddamn, named Robert Howard. Robert Howard.
Fuck you, Bob.
Whose gruesome acts earned him the sinister media nickname The Werewolf.
Ew.
Who one reporter described as a known sexual deviant, a killer, a rapist, murderer, and the personification of evil in Ireland.
Does he wear
Does
he have a wax jacket?
I don't know. It doesn't say. In 2001, Howard was convicted of the brutal rape and murder of a 14-year-old girl, for which he was sentenced to life in prison. And he has a long rap sheet, including the sexual assault of a 6-year-old girl and another on a 58-year-old woman. Howard was up to these gruesome acts at right about the time when these women were disappearing, but there was never any hard evidence linking Howard to any of the young women. And therein lies the problem with these mysterious cases. There's just not enough to get anyone convicted, leaving all of these leads to languish in limbo of speculation and circumstantial evidence. I hate that shit.
Yeah. Well, they got a lot of creeps for a small little area like that.
Let's see. The evidence needed to link anyone to the crimes is just so scant that it has consistently left authorities and private investigators totally frustrated and baffled. The Irish Vanishing...
I'm baffled a lot.
Well, yeah. Are you frustrated?
Not so much, but I'm baffled. I'm frustrated I can't get a wax jacket, but I'm baffled a lot.
Well, we'll look on Amazon when we're done, okay? Simmer down.
All right.
Let's see. Just...
Looks very sharp.
I understand.
Okay.
Simmer the fuck down.
Okay.
I wonder if you can get like a velvet kind of wax jacket.
Velvet? I know velvet with wax cotton. Blend.
Yeah.
A velvet wax blend. It would be That'd nice. Be
so Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
The Vanishing Triangle cases have been featured.
I can wear that at TweepCon.
Yes, you can. In numerous documentaries and books, but for all the attention they receive, there's been little headway made in getting the bottom of the mystery. It is still not known what happened to these women, whether they were killed or not, where they are, or even if their cases are linked in any way. Oh, here's a bunch of questions that I don't have answers to.
Okay.
What happened to these women?
I don't know.
Why did they all vanish without a trace in this one confined geographical area in such quick succession?
It is odd.
Are they linked in any way?
I think so.
These are the questions.
I think so.
That try men's hearts and souls. These are the questions likely to remain unsolved in one of Ireland's most enduring mysteries.
Hmm.
The disappearances came to an end by 2000. But in late October 2012, there was renewed interest in the unofficial list of missing women when news broke of a 30-year-old pregnant woman named, I don't know, Flan is her last name.
Okay.
I can't even start to say that name.
Okay, so she's what, how old?
A-O-I-F-E.
Hey, how old is she?
30.
Okay.
She's pregnant.
All right.
She inexplicably disappeared as she walked home from a friend's house.
All right.
Her remains were later found in a 24-year-old man who was known to her been charged with her murder.
Yeah, but her remains were found. That's the difference between her and the other girls, right?
Well, the suspect is too young to have been connected to the other cases, which occurred when he would have been aged 5 to 10.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is he even in here? Why is all this in here? She didn't fucking disappear. They got somebody on her. Why the fuck are you pulling in some random bullshit to fuck people up? What the fuck is that?
I just wanted to show you that there are still people becoming, still people.
She's not goddamn part of this. They found the motherfucker that killed her. Well, 24-year-old dickless wonder there. What's his butt? Whoever the fuck he is. He's got nothing to do with anything else, and you're fucking throwing her ass in here?
Well,
he was 5 fucking years old when all this was going on.
Well,
I don't think it was him, and you've pulled this motherfucker into this goddamn story. Fucking random ass bullshit.
Well, he's...
He's what? He might have been the mastermind behind all of it.
He may have been a little young.
He's a fucking evil genius. He was just fucking sitting there like Pinky in the Brain or Dexter's Laboratory trying to pull...
You don't know.
You are fucking... What the fuck?
It was put in for a little... it was just put in to...
To show that there's still murder in Ireland?
Yes.
Well, get the fuck out of town.
But I got a question for you, Brandy.
What the fuck? I got many questions now. What?
What do you think happened to all these young ladies who disappeared?
They're somewhere. Somebody's grabbed them, and they're somewhere. And it's awful that these families can't get any closure.
There's no evidence. There's no, you know, they didn't leave anything behind.
Well, clearly somebody, first of all, let's establish something.
It could be time travelers.
Could be.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say no, though, because
why?
That's dumb. And,
oh, okay.
But here's the thing. Here's so clearly the IRA has some kind of hold on the police in this area.
Yeah, I don't think... That was one suspect, though.
No. But yes. Was it?
Yes.
But, no. Mm-hmm. But was it? There could be... You know, they don't know who did any of this.
Correct.
So somebody in the IRA ranks could have been doing all this, and just because they said there's scant evidence, there's this, there, that, maybe there's not. Maybe there's a mountain of evidence convicting a guy that's not the shithole that they moved over to here.
I think it's Larry Murphy. Although, Larry, I apologize. I don't know that for sure. It's my opinion.
Yeah, it's kind of slanderous, but...
My opinion, Larry. It's my opinion.
But
we will bring you on the show and you can...
But did they continue? I'm sure I said, but did it continue after they moved him? Yes.
Yeah.
So then it's not him.
Yeah. Not him either.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
It's...
That's why
it's somebody. I think they know, and it's somebody that they don't want to fucking talk about.
So
somebody's paying them to be quiet.
You think it might be someone who's well-to-do?
I think it's somebody who is well-to-do. I think it's somebody who pays a lot into the policeman's ball.
Oh, I don't think that they would protect a murderer just to have punch at the policeman's ball.
Well, I think they would protect a murderer in order to drive a Maserati.
I think I don't know what happened.
I think they're protecting.
It might be time travel.
Either that, or they are just fucking incompetent, and I refuse to think that.
Reminds me of that. Remember that trail?
It's not goddamn time travelers.
Well, it could be. I'm just
no
that
motherfucker
as an option.
Or what do you think about the 5-year-old that probably did it that you've thrown in here at the end? You think he's just back and forth, and maybe he's. You know, he's time traveled back from 2012.
There's a coincidence that he killed somebody who was in that area. That's all I'm saying.
So you think no other murders fucking happened because this son of a bitch? Let me tell you what happened.
I told you. I think Larry Murphy is a prime suspect. Now,
Larry Murphy, but he's already been in jail.
I don't want to defame him, But I think there's a possibility that he could have.
First of all, he's been defamed.
Yes. Well, let me say this.
He's publicly a kitty
gedler. Do you think that it could be anything of paranormal activity that takes these young ladies away?
You know, it could be.
Time travel.
But the sure. But the skeptic in me says, no, it's somebody who's just taken them.
You think it's a murder? You think it's a serial killer?
Yeah. I think somebody's taken them.
It reminds me of the Trail of Tears in Canada where those girls disappeared and the feet that come up. Remember the feet?
Yeah,
that's weird. Although, you know, I post, because I post our podcast on different Facebook pages. They're very nice and allow us to post our stuff. And in one of them, someone responded that they did not like that show at all because they said that it was just a natural occurrence that those feet show up in that particular area because of the currents or something. But we talked about that as a possibility on the show.
We did, and I don't believe that feet showing up anywhere detached from a body is a natural occurrence.
Well, the people die in the ocean somewhere, and the current brings the feet here. They're detached. I don't know. They were skeptical that we did a show on it because they said that, are they critical that we did a show on it because they said it was a national phenomenon.
A natural phenomenon?
Yeah, that it wasn't something weird about it. But
no, it's weird.
I don't like feet showing up out of nowhere.
No, it's fucking weird.
If feet's going to show up, at least have shoes on.
Well, or a body attached.
Yes.
I do prefer my feet have a body attached to them.
Okay, Brandy, so you don't have any other... You think it's the IRA guy?
I think it's the 10-year-old.
Okay.
I think that's what happened.
Is there any chance that it could be time travel?
No. Yeah, that's why I said it's a 10-year-old, you dumb son of a bitch. Look.
Okay.
God damn it. You threw this motherfucker in here at the last fucking minute.
Well, he could have. Just saying that there was
something. No, I don't think... I don't think so. I think it's somebody that they haven't... That we don't know about.
Okay. But you think it's a...
I do think they're being murdered.
You think it's a serial killer. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because there's plenty of places there to hide somebody.
Yeah, there's mountains.
It's a mountainous region. Yeah. There's plenty of places there.
And, you know, the Irish, they drink a lot.
They do. They may forget.
Lost. They may get lost.
They may forget where they put her.
Yeah. All right. So that's a sad story, and we hope that they find those ladies someday. But now we're going
to... See, I think somebody needs to help their families out. Yeah, these poor families are fucking
in
limbo.
Does suck, though, that they give a big... they pay a lot of attention when the American got killed and not the local girls that got killed.
I know.
They should spend time on all of them.
We pay a lot of attention when the foreigners get killed, but, you know, when it's one of us, we're like, eh.
Yeah, well, you know...
It happens.
Yeah. Well, again, you know... I don't know. It's a.
We do the same thing.
It's a riddle.
Wrapped in an enigma.
Yeah. Brandy, we would like to thank our fine, fine supporters of Patreon, those who make this show possible. Thank you all for joining us and supporting us on Patreon. If you would like to support us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com/historydweebs, where you can give a little, you can give a lot, or...
Oh, just a wee tiny bit,
yes,
Timmy.
Yes, and we're hoping to see many of our supporters at DweebCon October 5th through 7th here in Cincinnati. If you'd like details on DweebCon, join our Facebook group. It's History Dweebs, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us. And Brandy now is going to give a shout-out to all of our wonderful supporters of Patreon.
I am going to do that, but just recognize that this is not usually my job, so I am...
You screw it up. And yeah, I understand.
I will, yes. So, Jim...
It's usually Chuck's job, yes. But he's not with us today. He's probably out looking for a wax jacket.
Could be. All right.
I want to be the first one in the office wearing a wax jacket.
You would be. You would absolutely be the first one.
Start a trend.
Jim Seabright.
I'm known as a trendsetter.
Andrew Scamell. Tommy Lane. Jason Dykes. Terry Strafford. Brandy McBride. Jennifer Sabota. Per Westman. Maggie Glover. Gracie's mom. Erica Kinney. Hiro. The Comeback Podcast, LK Bar Anoot, Reen, Marissa Albanese, Bridget Clavey, Phyllis Munson, Jennifer Riker Smith, Stephen Potts, Anna Garrett, Ben Dobrovich.
Yeah, and Anna and Ben are both coming to DweebCon.
Sweet. Ursula, Clark and Diane Trowbridge, Beth Ann Wallen, Michelle Johns,
Michelle is coming as well.
She is. Margaret McDonald, Aaron Turner, Jess, Leanne Flanagan, who I believe is Irish, so we should ask her all about it.
Yeah, she's Irish, but she lives in England, which is, I think, is fucked up, myself, personally. If you're Irish, live in Ireland. I mean, don't live in England. You can call yourself Irish. I mean, I might as well say I'm Australian, but I live in the U.S. I've never been to Australia yet. She claims to be Irish, but she's living in England.
I don't want to fucking do with you right now. Simmer down over there.
I'm hoping she'll bring me a wax jacket.
Oh, my God. Look it up on Amazon.
Okay.
Julia Rodriguez, Mike Sadler, Jamie Dent, Tyrone, Marsha Boris, Stacy Alsop, Jody and Sean Wells, Amber Anderson, They Walk Among Us podcast.
Yes, we're going to see Ben and Roseanne.
Yes, we know.
In Chicago.
Lorna Violet.
Chi-Town.
Yes. Michael Deo. Oh, my God. Kelly Charette. Karen Russell Widner.
The Windy City.
Yes. Callie Jones. Murder Capital of the United States right now.
The
Go team. Lauren Meredith. Jessica Greeno. The Pleasing Terrors podcast with Mike Brown.
That Tuttle in Town.
You're an idiot. Sarah Bloom. Amber Krupp. Laura O'Reilly. Christine Bourgeois.
I hope Amber Krupp is coming, and I hope that Sarah Bloom is coming, but I don't know that they are.
Kimberly Cambron.
I hope they do.
Elise Edrington. Jesus, I can never say Edrington. The History Goes Bump podcast. Amber Trevino. Annette Petre. Elise. Jahara. Alicia and Chip Mincy.
I love Elisa and Chip. I hope they come.
Yes.
They're in Tennessee.
Yes, they are. Markia Smith, Jeff and Don Chestnut, Andrew Happ, Karen Barnes, Rachel Flynn, Shirley Strapp, Todd Long, Melissa Montoya, Maja, Shelley Garrett, Carol Elise, Kristen Malachinsky, Adam McWaters, The Rants and Reasons podcast, Paula Kimes, The Vanished podcast, Canadian True Crime, Charlie from Insight, Angela Santos, Lydia Wassum Fisher, Kim Stroop, Nicole Adams, Ron, Tracy Smith, Bridget Bernhardt.
Well, I could see how you get Ron out of Tracy Smith, really. I mean, really, how can you screw up that bad?
First of all, motherfucker, his last name is Monastrio.
Okay.
That might be right. Maybe not. I wasn't going to butcher it, but I hope you're happy now.
It's not your regular job.
No, it's not.
It's Chuck's.
Exactly. Let's see. Bridget Stacy. Cheryl Weldon. Miss Lady Beverly. Veronica. Chris Lane. Alexandra. Is it Elaine?
Mm-hmm.
Elaine Baker. Good God. Vivian Vaca. Mark and Chi. She.
She.
She. Mark and she.
Yes.
Duh. Amanda. Shannon Arnold. Kimberly Smith. Robin Sherrod. Ruth Keith Whitfield. Cassie Kitchens. Rudy the Wonder Dog. And as always, the lovely and wonderful Dottie Scott.
All right. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time on History Dweebs. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.